No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Saturday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I'm delighted to have my co-host, Kyla Carter, with me as well this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. We have another special guest. We actually have two special guests on the line with us right now. It is something that your mom, Renelle, plugged me into to find out about Emma and Team Emma in this great effort for the D'Antonio family. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Valerie and Emma.
Hi. Hi.
So, Valerie, when we're talking about Emma, we have a particular situation, a special situation that Emma's in with what's called acute flaccid myelitis, which is a rare polio-like disease. Share with listeners who may not know about AFM what Emma is going through right now.
Well, what happened back in 2018, she was a perfectly healthy, athletic little girl who enjoyed, she was in dance, she swam, she just was very, very athletic. And out of nowhere, she became paralyzed basically from the neck down. After numerous tests and procedures and misdiagnoses, they were able to conclude that she had acute flaccid myelitis, which is so rare. It affects 1 in 1 million children. And the way that it affected her it was one out of those one in a million children, because it affected both the gray and white matter in her brain. And through extensive rehabilitation and physical therapy, she was able to recover about 90% of her movement in her entire body except her left leg. Her left leg is still completely flaccid and she is unable to move it. But she still, you know, is doing physical therapy every day and all different kinds of treatments and electrical stim. And we're hopeful that sooner than later, she'll be back to where she needs to be.
There are challenges there when you're trying to find a place who offers this special locomotor treatment and therapy. And in the Northeast, for you guys, it was in Queens, New York. So for a couple of years, you had to move to be close to this therapy, and you and Emma had that experience of not being as close to family as you might like to be.
Yes. When she was initially diagnosed, we were actually in Pennsylvania, and when they decided she needed to go to the hospital emergency, they airlifted her, and they wouldn't airlift her back into New York, so we needed to stay in Pennsylvania. And once they finished with all of the actual treatments that they felt they needed, she needed to be in inpatient rehabilitation. And this locomotor therapy, which is a newer type therapy for spinal cord injuries, the closest place that we thought did it was either in Kentucky or at another hospital down in Maryland. And the problem was that I have another child who was, you know, home by himself alone. We couldn't separate them for that long. We were lucky to find this hospital in Queens that did it, but that's still over almost a 2-hour commute each way. So we lived at the hospital for almost 4 months. And then once that finished, we continued going there as an outpatient basis 5 days a week from Bohemia.
And we can take our insurance card and we can go to a chiropractor. We can take for granted the fact that if we go to a local chiropractor and we give them our insurance card, that it's going to be covered. And with this special treatment, that's not the case.
Correct. It's not offered anywhere here on the East Coast where we could go. There's plenty of places that do traditional physical therapy. And she was doing some forms of that and some aquatic therapy and different options. But we've seen such great progress and success with this locomotor therapy. Unfortunately, during the high point of COVID and due to other family situations, we had to take a break from traveling to Queens every day. And just in that short time frame that she wasn't able to continue, you were able to see, like, not so much a regression, but her leg tightening and her muscles atrophying more than they are. Because if you think you and I were walking around every day, she's confined to a wheelchair. So that walking and the pounding on your bones that you need to get to keep your bones healthy and strong, she's not able to get that. And this locomotor therapy provides that.
I know you'll move a mountain to help your daughter. And if something's working, then obviously you want to keep going in that direction. You don't want to go backward. You want to keep moving in the direction that's helping Emma. And Emma, this therapy, this locomotion therapy, you feel like it's helped you a lot?
Yeah. So I know that sometimes you'll be in my mom's class and you'll be on the way to therapy, or you'll just be doing something that has to do with therapy. So how do you think it helps you? What does it really do for you that you think is super beneficial?
It helps me a lot. Sometimes I can work on my arms, and for basketball and hockey, you have to have really good arm strength because you're pushing yourself across the basketball court, and then you're also using your arms to get across ice.
So I want to know some of your favorite activities. So whether that's sports or singing or playing guitar, what do you like to do?
I like to play basketball and hockey, and I like to watch my friends over at FaceTime.
Wow, that's so much fun. How do you play basketball and hockey? I've always wondered that.
For basketball, I play in a sports wheelchair. And then for hockey, we're in the sled, and there are two sticks that we use that have, things on the end of it, and we use that to go all around the ice rink.
We're talking to a Wonder Girl here. I saw the T-shirts. You are Wonder Girl, Emma. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's a great team of people who've come together, Valerie, I know. And if it's okay, we'll take a quick break. And I want to talk about this amazing team of people that is going to continue to grow. And me and Kyla Carter want to help this group grow by reaching listeners, by reaching our audience and saying, hey, Wonder Girl Emma needs your help. Team Emma needs your help. And we want you to be part of it. Will you both stick with us?
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. Right now, we're talking to Valerie and Emma D'Antonio in New York, and they are talking about AFM. We're talking about this special subject, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue to learn more about acute flaccid myelitis. I have with me my co-host, Kyla Carter. She's with us on the line as well, talking about a third grade student of her mom's. Her mom's a teacher. Ranelle is a teacher, and this is one of her students. So we want to help the D'Antonio family as much as we can, and we hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
And I'm your co-host, Kyla Carter. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is Josh. I'm Josh Ridley Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Trust your mic.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, won't stand.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm Kyla Carter.
And I am Mark White, and we're so glad right now to have Valerie and Emma D'Antonio on the line with us as we talk about acute flaccid myelitis, AFM, a rare polio-like disease. But I tell you what, as we've talked to Valerie and Emma, we are talking to a wonder girl, and special treatment has come into play for this family. They spent 2 years in Queens, New York, and we're going to talk about that experience a little bit in just a minute. But Valerie, I wanted to talk about the great team of people that have joined with you right now to help Emma and your family.
Yeah, we have the most amazing community and the most amazing friends and family who have been supporting us through this horrible but yet wonderful journey. It's a parent's worst nightmare for something like this to happen, but that's when you really see how everyone comes together. And most recently, Emma's Girl Scout troop leaders, Terry Esposito and Jen Kufner, put together this amazing Facebook page with the idea and hope behind it to have this amazing journey chronicalized, because it is such a rare thing that many people don't know what it is. And then when they hear about it, they still don't know what it is. And so this hopefully will bring some awareness to it, and it will also bring some comfort to people that might be going through the same thing and not know where they can go for help or what to do. And just the support of everyone has made this journey so much more bearable.
Emma, do you feel like you have a lot of friends right now?
Yeah, I love it because I have so many friends to talk to sometimes.
Is it right that early intervention is key when it comes to Emma's condition? Because I know it's so unknown. I know I had never heard of it before. So I think it's such an amazing opportunity that we get to talk about this on the show today.
Yes, early intervention is key. Unfortunately, they still don't know nationally what causes this and what the best course of treatment is. They just have very well-defined, educated guesses. And unfortunately, when she was diagnosed, it took days of misdiagnosing before they figured out what it was, because it was so rare. It happens to be on a two-year cycle is when it seems to get like an increase in cases. And they were really preparing for 2020, because it's even years. And they thought 2020 was going to see a huge rise in numbers of cases. But if one good thing came out of COVID, they did not see an uprise in it. And they're wondering if people staying home and not being gathering in groups might have had something to do with it, because there is a little bit of an idea that it could possibly be caused by an enterovirus or some form of a cold or sickness that maybe you and I get and we're fine, but someone else gets it and for whatever reason it attacks their body differently. So, unfortunately, there's no rhyme or reason to how or why any of these children have gotten this, but if you ever see any type of limb like weakness in your body or in your, in your children, you need to get them to a hospital as quickly as possible.
Is it only in children or is it in adults too?
There have been a few, as far as I know, adults just from the AFM support group that we're on that have been affected, but it is primarily children, and it's usually in younger children. When Emma was affected, she was 6 years old. But the majority of children are a little bit younger. So she was like on the older age of the age group of children that are affected. Now, that's not to say that there's not a 14-year-old or a 17-year-old. There are cases. But when you're talking about something that there's, there's only a couple of hundred cases worldwide, her age group and older is very, very, very rare. It's the younger children that are primarily affected.
Wow, that makes her extra special.
Yeah, she is.
Valerie, when we're talking about being younger, we also, what comes into play is schooling. The reason for the fact that we're connected is because of Kyla's mom being a teacher. Unfortunately, Emma has spent a lot of time in the backseat of a car doing her schooling. And obviously, we want to change that situation because a third grader needs to be able to enjoy school in a better environment than the backseat of a car, right?
Yeah, she spends, unfortunately, almost on any given day with traffic up to 3.5-4 hours in the car. And there's just not enough hours in the day to be able to do that and go to school in a non-COVID environment. And now with COVID, luckily she's able to do things virtually, and she is in Mrs. Carter's class, which she is the most amazing teacher, and we are just blessed to have her. She's so understanding and accommodating when the children are trying to take notes, and Emma's in the back seat of the car, and there's bumps, and she's trying to write on a little desk that we hooked up to the back of the front seat, and she's got notebooks, and but she does it, and I give her credit because I know I wouldn't be able to do it, but she's learning, and she is at the top of her grade level, and she's doing fantastic. So I can only imagine if she was able to be in a normal school environment and not trying to learn in a car, you know, with a phone where the internet goes in and out, how well she'd be able to do.
Yes. And Kyla, does that sound about like your mom being an amazing teacher?
Oh, yeah. My mom is a great teacher. I'm so happy that she got to especially teach kids at home, because I know that when I was on tour with Sound and Music, it's really hard to learn by yourself. So the fact that, the kids are learning, and they're so close, and they're all so sweet to each other. They practice kindness every single day, and my mom is able to support them and really help them. It really means a lot to me, especially Emma, being able to do school in the backseat of a car. I couldn't imagine. How can we help you? How can we donate money? How can we help? Anything is possible.
We're trying to raise money. Because there is a machine that she uses in therapy, and it allows her to be on a harness and then still utilize a treadmill so that she gets the mechanics and the body of walking without not being able to, you know, since she can't walk. The problem is the cost of this machine with all of the different belts and harnesses that you need and shipping comes out to somewhere in the range of $10,000, and it is not covered by insurance, and it is not something, unfortunately, that we can afford at this time. So we're hopeful. We've got some t-shirts for sale. We've got some bracelets for sale with Team Emma, because she is our Wonder Girl, and we're hoping that people will hear her story and want to help and maybe make a donation.
Where can we find the links, or can we find it on your Facebook page? Anything where we can find the links so we can donate and buy some t-shirts and some bracelets? I know that I've bought some as well as my mom. So where is there any links that we can buy and donate?
There are. Her Facebook page is Team Emma Wonder Girl with no spaces in between. And if you just search that, it'll bring you to her page. And also if you put in hashtag our AFM Wonder Girl, that should bring you to her page as well.
That's great. And I want them to look for a picture as well that has Emma holding a basketball with the logo Wonder Girl. So we want people to go to that group right now. It has 140 members, and I believe there's plenty of room to grow that group, Valerie.
That would be amazing. And also, just to let people know, what we're doing is every few days I'm posting a new clip of her journey so far, so they can see where she's come from when she was airlifted and her different stages in therapy, from when she could not even hold herself up in a sitting position to where now, you know, I don't want to give surprises away, but every day we're adding more and more things as she's getting stronger and stronger every day.
So impressive how she kept fighting and really believed in herself. You know, I think that's so impressive, and I'm so glad that she's where she is now. You rock, Emma. Thanks.
One of the things that I do want to bring out, Valerie, is we talk about Emma, and I know she's right there beside you, but you talk about her bravery, her courageousness, her resilience as a young girl, a third grader. What else can you say about Emma and how she strengthens you as a person as well?
You know, I don't know how she was able to do what she's done. When this first happened and she was 6 years old, I tell her all the time that she's my hero, that I look up to her, because I know I can't even keep a gym membership and go, you know, to the gym myself to work out consistently. You know, we join all these different programs, and after 2 weeks we quit.
Yes.
And she's been doing this, yeah, since 2018. She has been, with the exception of a few months from COVID, doing some form of physical therapy, occupational therapy, aqua therapy, locomotive therapy, consistently from that. And, you know, she was, for lack of a better term, she was robbed of a childhood, because at 6 years old, she had to do what she needed to do to get to where she is today. And she could have decided not to, and she could have just laid in her bed and cried and, you know, fought us every step of the way, but she didn't. And she, we always say, it's not if she gets better, it's when she gets better. And she has already defied so many odds and predictions of how far she was going to come, and there's just no end in sight for her.
That's a great lesson for us all.
And I know that it's so important, especially for, you're so young, Emma, it's so important to go to school. I mean, when you're in elementary school, that's the best years of your life. That's when you're growing up. And that's why it's so important that we get you this machine, that we donate, and that word of your condition goes out into the world, because we want to help you. We want to help you go to school and you can live life as normal as possible, because, you know, your life isn't normal. You're so unique, and it's so interesting to hear about you. And I'm so impressed of all this hard work that you've put in and how you haven't stopped, because it is hard. So we're going to donate. We're going to get you to where you need to be. And you are so amazing. You inspire me, Emma.
Thanks.
I think you're probably going to both hit the circuit on the interviews. You're going to have plenty of interviews coming up. I have a feeling about that.
That would be incredible.
Well, just get ready.
I'll send her with her brother. I'll just be the stage mom behind the scenes.
Oh, you know, that's another thing. I know that Kyla has a close relationship with her brother, Camden, and Emma has a close relationship with her brother, and she missed him for a while, and y'all really found out how much she did care about her brother, right?
Yeah, that was, you know, you'd think that she would complain about not having her toys or not being able to, you know, having to go to therapy or having all these tests done. And honestly, the main thing that she consistently said over and over in that initial hospital was that she missed her brother and that she wanted him there with him, with her. They had been together since she was born. They never even spent one day apart. Like, not, he never went to a sleepover or a separate friend's house. They just did everything together. And don't get me wrong, they get on each other's nerves. But when, you know, when asked what she wanted, she just wanted her brother there. And that's what also made things so hard, because being inpatient in Queens, being so far away, trying to keep his life as normal as possible and having him go to school, you know, it was just so difficult for them being away from each other that when she was finally able to see him, you can just see the joy in her face. And when we decided to come home, and that's what part of the decision was, to come home, and even though being an outpatient person was going to be a lot more difficult and more taxing on each of us, it was worth it for that little bit of time each day that she was able to spend with her brother. Because especially with therapy, you need to be in a positive frame of mind. And if you're not, you're not going to get out of it what you need to.
Emma and Valerie, it's been really great to have you on the show today to talk about AFM and to bring awareness, and more importantly, bring awareness to this subject, for a subject that many people are not aware of. And now Emma will be on their radar. They can keep up with her journey. I know it's difficult to keep up a group like this and to sometimes open up your home, if you will, to the public. But I believe that it is making a statement about AFM, especially when you have a young lady who's as strong as Emma is.
She's amazing. And if anything, if it brings some awareness, if it brings some comfort, if it brings some hope to other people out there that may be going through this or through something like this, then it's totally worth it. And, you know, she's happy to be that person to help.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. And Kyla, you have a segment that'll be coming up here shortly on Kyla's Corner, where we talk about how people can handle frustration, how they can handle their anger. And of course, in Emma's case, she is a bright spot and she's showing us exactly the attitude that we should have. But share a little bit with listeners about what's coming up.
Yeah. On my segment, I'm going to be talking about how it's okay to have sunny side down days, as everybody does, but being able to push through them and be mindful of the people around you and don't spread negativity. Don't be the spreader.
Exactly. To help with that, I want people to go to Team Emma. Again, they can use the hashtag OurAFMWonderGirl. If you want to find the page, use hashtag OurAFMWonderGirl. You can find it very easily. Also, that's Team Emma, E-M-M-A. You can see a picture with Emma holding up a basketball, showing how tough she is. You don't want to arm wrestle this Wonder Girl. So you look for that picture and you can join that group. So Valerie and Emma, again, thank you for being here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime. The Mark White Show is the official difference-making partner of UNA Athletics, and when we come back, we're going to have Mr. Reed Homan, who is a student athlete at the University of North Alabama in Florence. He's a baseball player, and he will be sharing about a special award he recently received and his experience at UNA, followed by Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter and the Make a Difference Minute replay. Folks, you are listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
And I'm your co-host, Kyla Carter.
Special kind of hero, hero. An ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Thank you.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and
welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now we are in the middle of the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment, and as part of my partnership with UNA Athletics as the official difference-making partner of UNA Athletics, I like to recognize athletes at the University of North Alabama in Florence, Alabama. Right now I have on the line with me Reed Homan. Now, Reed is the son of Matt and Jill, who live in Athens, and then he's also the grandson of Dennis and Charlotte Homan, who are friends of mine as well. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Reed Homan.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Glad to have you. I had your grandfather on Applebee's Tailgate Talk on the program. It's been several years ago now before the Mark White Show started, so here now I have the grandson of Dennis Homan.
Yeah, so I actually just saw him yesterday. School just finally finished up. I'm actually graduated, so it's always fun to play baseball without school to worry about. But me and him went out to eat yesterday and got to catch up a little bit, which is really nice.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I know he loves his grandkids a lot. He shared that on that particular program. And you went to Madison Academy to high school, is that correct?
Yes, that is.
And you went straight to UNA out of Madison Academy?
Yes, sir. So one of the big deciding factors of what you just mentioned was family. And my grandfather, grandmother, Dennis, and Charlotte, they're both from here, and I've always heard great things about UNA, and just them being close to here, and it's not too far from my hometown of Athens, it seems like a perfect fit for me.
And you must have appreciated the coaching staff, something about what you saw when you got to UNA as far as the team element?
Oh, yeah. So that was my dad grew up here, and I always heard stories about the legendary Coach Lane and obviously the predecessor Coach Keene, and I've always heard great things about them, and then just getting here and just that was definitely confirmed. They're just really good coaches with really good hearts, and I just really enjoyed it here.
Well, I certainly want to congratulate you, Reed, on graduating from UNA. You've attended now for 4 years, and you just got your bachelor's degree. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And I've also started my MBA. So
nice.
I'll be coming back next year for one more year to finish up my MBA program as well.
Just can't get enough of it, huh?
Just trying to get as much as I can while I'm here. Also, the COVID year really helped. So I guess technically right now I'm a COVID junior as far as baseball goes. So that's what allowed me to come back for my final year.
I wondered, because I know it's had an effect on not only high school athletes, but college athletes too, and that there were some arrangements there for young men and women to be able to extend their sport because of COVID. I knew that that had happened, just wasn't sure of the details of it.
It was really nice, because last year, obviously, the sudden halt, it was unexpected, but I'm just glad I was able to play one more year with the seniors from last year. So it would have been obviously a bad ending if we just ended after 15 games last year with the seniors. It was good to have a final season with them.
Last year, Bryant Klonch, he came on the Mark White Show, and we talked about the fact that he had won the Bob Stevenson Award. This is the Bob Stevenson Award that you recently were awarded as a baseball player for UNA. Let's talk a little bit about this particular award and what it means to you, Reed.
Yeah, so that was definitely an honor. It was an award voted by the coaches and the teammates, basically for achievements on and off the field, for GPA and just achievements. And it was really cool to me just seeing who had won it before me. Like you mentioned, Brian Klontz, and also Peyton Sockwell, who was the shortstop a few years back. And Peyton Sockwell took me under his wing. And I remember seeing him win it, and it was kind of full circle when I won it, just to kind of follow in his footsteps, I guess. But, yeah, it was a really big deal for me.
For Rosalie, who was Bob's wife, I want to mention that Robert Stevenson was a former faculty member and faculty athletic representative there at UNA, and he was an avid UNA baseball fan, and he supported the athletes and the coaching staff, as well as attending all home contests. And now Rosalie wasn't able to be present for the award, but she was in attendance to see the presentation, and it happened to be her birthday when you received that award, right?
Yeah, I heard that after the game. I had no idea. That was funny how that happened. But, yeah, she was in the stands, so obviously because of COVID, I wasn't able to hug her or go see her or anything, but I was able to wave to her after my award. So that was nice to see her.
One of the things I think about, Reed, is the support of people like Bob and Rosalie, and I think about fans who support what you guys are doing there on the field, and also when it comes to sports in general, having the support from the community. I know 2020 was difficult, but you still knew that people supported you in what you were doing, right?
Yeah. So that's what I was concerned about, COVID, what it changed, how would it change things. But UNA, the fans, it's basically just like, it's a community, as you mentioned. And it's just, even through the obstacles of COVID, it still felt the same. The atmosphere was always great. And the supporters were always there through tough times, when things were going good, when things were going bad. And it's just the consistency. It's really appreciative.
Athletes right now who are coming out of high school, of course, the school year is now coming to a close, and we have young people who are about to make that move to college. They're going to make that transition into a college setting. What suggestions would you have for them, thinking back to when you went from Madison Academy to UNA, some things that might be helpful for young people?
First off, I would say don't overthink it. I remember my freshman year, I was fortunate enough to see some playing time, and I remember how the stage, it's obviously, it's a lot more fast paced than college, but I would say just enjoy it while you're there. Don't overthink it, because I remember freshman year, it kind of felt overwhelming at some point, but looking back at it, it's just, you just need to be patient and just enjoy your time, and don't get nervous, but you're going to have 4 more years. Just enjoy it while you can.
That's great advice. And thinking about the fact that you had family close by, I know that helps. And there are young people who go a great deal further than you did away from their home. And so that can be a challenge in and of itself. But let's talk about the support of your family. We mentioned that your parents over in Limestone County, Alabama, and then your grandparents, of course, are in the Shoals. But you have a very close-knit family. I've kept track of them for many years now. I know that you appreciate the support of all those who are in the home and family.
Oh, yes. So I'm really blessed. They're very supportive. So this year, I don't know if my parents have missed a game. They're always coming to the games. My dad's always with the camera taking pictures of the team. After every game, I always get a text from my grandmother talking about the game. She always either, whether it's on TV or live stats, she'll do either. She always keeps up with me. She's always, no matter if I do good, have a bad game, she's always just very supportive and just proud of me after every game, which is always good to hear from her, just to know that I'm going to have a text from her after the game.
How was Mother's Day?
It was good. So we were playing in Louisiana. But I was fortunate that my mom, as I mentioned, they come to every game. So I was able to see her after the game and spend some time with them, which was really good to see, because I wasn't sure if they were going to make it down to Louisiana. But just to be able to see my mom on Mother's Day was a blessing.
Also, when we talk about the Bob Stevenson Award, you mentioned some of the attributes, the things that it requires for one to receive this award. You performed well in the classroom. Obviously, you're going to go another year to UNA. You have an outstanding contribution to the UNA baseball program, as well as showing great character, accountability, and loyalty to UNA baseball program. Let's talk a little bit about character and accountability and loyalty. I think those are three things that we really need to think about in this day and age as far as our character. How do we carry ourselves? What's the message that we're sending out? And then accountability when it comes to showing up on time, to being to where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there.
I got to give credit to the guys that came before me. As I mentioned, Peyton Sockwell, Bryant Clunch, guys like that. They were really set an example for me early when I got here, just of how to be on time, how to do things right. And also the transition to the D1 schedule, that'll really show the kind of character a guy has, because it's a lot more challenging than the Division II level, of course. But obviously it's tough. It's a tougher schedule. But even though if we're losing, if we win or lose, it's important to keep the same attitude, keep the same effort, and just keep that same determination no matter how hard the schedule is.
Speaking of Division I, let's talk about maybe some of the teams that you came across. I know UNA used to be formerly Division II, and now Division I. You have an opportunity to play against some pretty well-known teams. Let's talk about at least just two or three of the teams that maybe stood out to you as you're going through the season.
So Tuesday, we played Vanderbilt. As I mentioned, it's important, talking about these big schools, it's important not to get overwhelmed by their stadium facilities, just their name alone. And I like to always think about Coach McGregor's famous line. He always says, they have to put their pants on the same way we do. It was a competitive game. We actually had a chance to tie it in the ninth. But we lost 3-2, but it was just really exciting to compete against the number 2 team in the nation. And then another game that sticks out to me was our first year in D1. When we played Ole Miss, and that was the big stage, because that was our first SEC game, and we were fortunate enough to win that game, and that was a really positive note for us, just to know that baseball's a, it's a funny game. Any given day you can win. So
that's outstanding. I'm impressed. You know, when you think about UNA taking that leap, working their way into the Division I level.
Yes, and obviously basketball had a great year this year. They made it to the finals of the A-Sun tournament. They lost in the championship, but that's just great to see in just our third year in Division I to see the strides that we're making.
Well, Reed, I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me here on the show, and I want to personally congratulate you on the Bob Stevenson Award. I know that that means a lot to you. It's something you can carry with you throughout your life, that you worked very hard. You earned this award, and I know that you have a great group of teammates that you're surrounded by, and so the importance of having that team element can never be overstated, how important it is to have a good team around us.
Yes, and we do have a great team, and like I mentioned, I'm just glad I'm going to have an opportunity to come back one more year and hopefully just keep the strides going and keep the positive direction that we're headed in, and it appears like we're going in the right direction.
Well, I believe so, too. And you tell your grandparents Mark White said hello.
I will. I'm going to call them right after this just to let them know that I was able to catch up with you. Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Folks, Reed Homan, baseball player for UNA, the University of North Alabama in Florence. The Mark White Show is the official difference-making partner of UNA Athletics, and I love that partnership that we have with UNA. So, Roar Lions, when we come back, we're going to have Kyla Carter with Kyla's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
I'm not your average puzzle piece. I don't give in or give up. I'll always know that I'm enough. I'm not your average puzzle piece.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Every week, I end my segment of Kyla's Corner encouraging all of my listeners to live their life, like I do, sunny side up. But have I ever explained what that exactly means? Living sunny side up is a choice. To see the positive side of things, even when life gets tough. It's about perspective. We can try and see the positive side and the blessings, or we can constantly focus on the negative. It is your choice. However, focusing on the positive is not always easy. We can't always be sunny side up all of the time. Some days, we are going to be sad or angry, and maybe just want to stay in bed all day. That's just the fact of life. And sometimes it's hard to cope with those emotions, especially when they are ongoing and you can't seem to get out of your funk or even see an end in sight. Having such emotions is totally healthy. I like to think of it this way. Our Earth can't have beautiful sunny days all of the time. It needs rainy days to let go of all the water that has been building up to help flowers and plants grow on the ground below. It is just impossible to be happy all of the time. Sometimes we need those days to let all of our emotions out, our tears, and in doing that, it will help us grow. But what is most important is, even though you're having a sunny side down day, someone close to you may not be. Though you may just want to be alone, someone close to you might really care about you and want to help you work through that funk. Don't take your anger or sadness out on them. They are trying to help you. I'm totally guilty of lashing out on someone who is just trying to help me. I take those negative emotions and push my feelings onto them. This can make someone's sunny side up day sunny side down. When you take your negative emotions and push them onto someone else, it starts an endless cycle of sadness and negativity. Do not be the spreader! If you do want to work through these feelings alone, just say nicely and thoughtfully that you appreciate their concern, but you would feel more comfortable taking time alone right now. A person or a friend who really cares about you will step back and allow you that time to yourself. This can go both ways. How would you like it if someone lashed out on you if you were just trying to brighten their day? It is always great to try and bring positivity into someone's life. It makes you and the person you are trying to cheer up feel great when you help them or support them. But you must remember, if they want space or time, give them that. Remember, it is okay to have a sunny side down day, as long as your emotions don't negatively affect others around you. Before you lash out, stop and think. You are entitled to have these days. Just don't make them a habit. Instead, take the time you need. Heal, look for the sun up in the clouds, and try to help others live, as I do. Sunny side up.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute Replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have retired Gaston County, North Carolina police officer Christopher Lowrance to share about his 4,300-mile coast-to-coast bicycle ride across America to bring awareness to first responder suicide.
I started there in 1992, and I retired February 1st of this year. When it came almost time to retire, I told my wife that it would be kind of cool to cycle across the United States just to clear my mind. Amazingly enough, she said, go do it. As I got into the logistics of it and started planning, I kind of realized what the magnitude of the trip would be, and I figured that it needed to be bigger than just me. At that time, I started researching different organizations that I wanted to support through my ride, and I came across Blue Help, read about them, and saw how they assist families of officers who die by suicide. Reached out to Karen Solomon in Massachusetts, and we've kind of got this thing put together, and we're making it happen. I want people to realize that there's a stigma associated with mental health and law enforcement and mental health and first responders. You know, law enforcement a lot of times don't reach out for help when they need it because of the stigma that is attached to it. That's detrimental to the officers, and it's detrimental to the first responders. And it stretches all the way across the board. It's not just police. It's police, fire, EMS. It's even our dispatchers. And, you know, and mental health in the military has really come to the forefront here recently. And that's where the awareness needs to come for all first responders. Blue Health is absolutely an amazing organization. You know, a lot of people don't realize that we lose more officers each year to suicide than we do in the line of duty.
You can follow Christopher Lowrance's ride across America by joining his Facebook group called A Penny for Their Thoughts. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have my former high school football coach, Coach Ronnie Ritter.
Success and what you get from football is not tied to wins. Now, it's fun to win, obviously, and you want to win, but if you will stick it out and put the work in, you're a success. It doesn't matter how many games you won. You know, we had a lot of successful seasons here. We had 12 teams that went to the playoffs out of 16. But we had a couple of years, you know, where we were 1-9. We had a 4-6 and a 4-7. But those guys, I can see them today, and they are just as proud as the ones who went 12-2 because you learned the same lessons. And I'm not sure that if you play on a 1-9 team, that you don't learn more lessons than the guys at 12-2 because you already know how to deal with disappointment. Even in the best of times, once you become an adult, you're going to have some tough times. I think that those guys, they were probably as much or more prepared as the teams that won 12. You know, it's not about winning and losing, and when you're doing it and when you're in the middle of that, you don't always think of that, and I know the fans don't always look at it that way, but you have a great opportunity in sports in general to learn things as a teenager that will stay with you. Well, that's one of the things at the get-together we had. So many of those guys told me that what they learned in football has stayed with them their entire life.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, we're talking to James Big Brown Joseph with Big Brown Reaching Back.
My mom was a big inspiration to me growing up. My mom was like the lady in the community who always wanted to try to help any kid or any individual that needed help. So growing up in a household that where, you know, your parents are constantly helping people, it just, you know, distilled into you. So with that being said, that's why I was raised, is to help others when they're in time in need. So this was nothing new to me. It was just automatically natural. It was just more or less trying to get more people to see the things that I see and to see the things that make a difference in their communities. So this was something that was just real easy, but it was just convincing other people to join the force to see the needs and let's make a difference. We're at under the Big Brown Reach Back organization. It's a fund at the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, which is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The address is located 100 North Street, that's N-O-R-T-H, and it's Suite 9, and that's Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. If you have any guys who want to donate anything, you can also contact me. My email is jamesjosepph21@icloud.com. My social media is James Joseph. You can look at me on Facebook. It's is me and my mom, who is my idol, who's the lady that does everything the thing that I'm doing today. If it wasn't for her, hey man, I wouldn't be who I am today.
I encourage you to join James Big Brown Joseph at the Big Brown Reaching Back public group on Facebook. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Andrea Stewart to share about a special fundraiser that's been organized to help the Hill family after their house was lost due to a house fire. Danielle and Brian have three children, Colin, Jack, and Kinsey. And Kinsey has special needs.
Their daughter, Kinsey, she had a special needs bed. I'm sure that at some point insurance will help to replace these things, but it's going to take so long. She lost her stander. She lost her gait trainer, which is a device that helps her to walk because she can't hold herself upright. I mean, she lost all of her medical equipment. She's on oxygen and all that stuff, which, of course, the medical supply company will help with. But she's also tube-fed, and that's one of the biggest problems they're having right now is that she is tube-fed. And the formula that you feed a child that is tube-fed, and I know this because I have a child that's tube-fed, is extremely expensive. And insurance only gives you, you know, just enough to make it through the month. So being that they lost all of that, you know, they now have to figure out how to afford this formula that's $200-$300 a case. And luckily, they still have a wheelchair. That's the only piece of equipment that was outside and in the vehicle. She had originally contacted me just saying, you know, that if I had anything I could help her with medical equipment-wise to let her know. And I had noticed a lot of people's reaction to her telling them what had happened, saying, you know, create a GoFundMe or an Amazon account or something, and we would love to help you. She unfortunately did not have a computer or any access to be able to do this, so I offered to do it for her. And we just hoped that it would, you know, give her something, and it's already doing more than we could ever have expected. But this will give them something they don't have to worry about is money now, with everything else that they're already dealing with.
We want to send people to GoFundMe.com and search Help Replace Items in Home Due to Fire. That's Help Replace Items in Home Due to Fire. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to GoVerticalAviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have brother and sister music duo, Juna and Joey.
The idea of the song is that it's about having someone to come back home to and having something good to miss, whether you're away or your loved one's away, having that special person or whatever might be your favorite animal or whatever it is, coming back to them and having them to miss while you're gone. Whether that's even military families, you know, having their loved ones go away and fight for our country and then having them to miss and then be able to come back home to. So whatever it may be for some people, however they may interpret it into their own personal lives.
It's been great. We've been getting a lot of radio plays on it. We've also got a lot of kids saying that's great, and our age group is somewhere around 18 to 25, so that's really good for us. Every time I ask my mom, and she's like, five people listening to our song right now, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, great, that's good news. Yeah. I feel like it's doing good. And
we owe a lot to our manager, Di. You know, she's been doing her thing, and we really appreciate her helping us out. And
I also want to thank Kenny Voister for producing
the amazing production.
He's a great guy. He knows all of his stuff, and he's a great guy. And he taught us a lot of things about music, and I just appreciate him a lot. And I just, you know, want to thank you for letting us be on the Mark White Show, because it's such a pleasure.
Yeah, and thanks so much for, I'm really happy that you like the song, and we got some other ones coming out too, so we're excited for you and everyone to hear them, and yeah.
You can find Juna and Joey on all social media platforms. That's J-U-N-A, the letter N, J-O-E-Y. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in to The Mark White Show today, as I've had my special co-host, Kyla Carter, joining me, and we've talked about Team Emma, and I hope that you will join Team Emma, and I believe Valerie and Emma are still on the line with me right now. Welcome back, Valerie and Emma.
Hi, we're here. Yeah.
Excellent. What is your message, Valerie, to listeners right now to encourage them to follow Emma's journey? I know it can be an encouragement and an inspiration if they follow her story.
I think if you really put your mind to something and you stay positive and you don't quit, no matter whether you take 5 steps forward or 6 steps back, if you just keep trying and don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something, because you can. And you can prove everybody wrong, and you can just be true to yourself and never give up.
Wow. What do you think about that, Kyla?
Sounds like everything I'm trying to spread. I love that message so much. It resonates with everybody across the board, especially Emma, and of course me. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This is so much fun. And Emma, I hope to see you in school on Monday.
You will see me there in the car.
That's great. Kyla, another great segment by you as well. We appreciate another edition of Kyla's Corner, now at episode number 51.
Thank you so much, Mark. And I always tell you, I thank you so much for this platform. It means so much to me.
Folks, we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show. If this show is making a difference in your life, please share this with your friends, your neighbors, and your family, and let them know what they can do to make a difference in the lives of others. Again, I hope you'll follow Team Emma. It's a group, and you'll see Emma holding up a basketball, and you're going to see a picture to the side, and it's a picture of Wonder Girl that's drawn in there, and it says, "Together, we love our AFM warrior." So I want you to join that group. Find out where you can be a part of Team Emma. I think you're going to grow as a person because of this. And as always, follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can send me messages if you have questions. If you're having a difficult time finding something, I'll help you find it. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. Kyla, thank you for being my special co-host again today. This is becoming a regular thing, and I like it.
I love it, too. I love being your co-host. Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And this is Kyla Carter encouraging you to live your life sunny side up.
Well, let's all do something good today.